Names of God. We learn a lot about God from the names given to him in Scripture. The first name given to God is Elohim in Genesis chapter 1 verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Elohim is a plural noun, but the verb created is singular. God is plural in personhood, but singular in being. The Creator God is the triune Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
And we are back here to Witness Wednesday on Wretched Radio. I'm Jimmy Hicks. Todd, this week, is out on the campus of Georgia Tech. And I want you to listen to him. And as you do, I want you to notice that as he is evangelizing these students, he's just asking questions and he's letting them answer. And see, when you let them steer the conversation, you're going to learn where they are in life, you're going to learn what they believe, and then you can actually speak to the person with specificity.
One of the reasons why we tend to get into tussles over creation and evolution when we get into that topic when we're witnessing to somebody is because it's not just a debate over the evidence of supposed science or archaeological digs, but it is presenting to them a very big God. A lot of people these days, they can live with an evolving God, the God who evolved things. But people get scared at the idea of the Creator God. So I think sometimes when we proclaim God as the Creator, the Maker and Sustainer who created everything by the word of His power, and He holds it all together because of His great power, I think that can be a way of exalting God and helping people understand their sinfulness. The higher we get God, the lower man becomes. That's the goal. The Ten Commandments does that very efficiently. There are other ways, but we use the law to bring about the knowledge of sin so that they see themselves in truth. Okie doke, I'm going to try to get away from this bobcat. Wow, this construction. Let me just get away from the never-ending construction, which is, again, just a perfect reminder that God is the Creator. None of these buildings got here all by themselves. They had to be done by somebody. Hey, young man, while you're walking that way, could I talk to you on the radio?
Yeah.
You're okay with that?
Yeah.
Come on, keep walking. I won't slow you down. Where are you from?
Thailand.
Thailand. Wow.
Yeah, you know that?
How are they? It's right off of China, isn't it?
No.
No?
Not even close.
It's help me out then.
Near, you know, Vietnam?
Yes.
Yeah, Vietnam and Cambodia.
You know what, I have to confess, I'm very bad with my geography there.
Oh, yeah, it's in Southeast Asia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, how is life there these days?
Not so good.
What's causing the strife?
We have political problem right now.
What about religious problems?
No, not really.
No, really?
No, we don't.
Has there been any fighting between the major religious worldviews?
Not really.
What is the predominant religion in Thailand?
Buddhism.
Buddhism. Are you a Buddhist?
Yeah.
Cool. Tell me why you're a Buddhist.
My parents.
Okay.
Yeah, that's easy.
Okay. But are you a practicing Buddhist?
Kind of, yeah.
Sort of? What do you do to practice it?
Well, we do meditation.
Do you do that?
Yeah,
I do. Why?
Well, it helps me a lot about studying and
clears your brain a little bit?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it does.
Is there anything beyond, any spiritual dimension? Does it connect you to the divine?
No.
Is there a divine in Buddhism? Is there a God in Buddhism?
No.
Who is the major teacher in Buddhism?
You know, Buddha.
And you trust him?
Yeah, right. But one of the things that he teaches us is that you don't need to believe everything that he said unless you try it first.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's one thing that he teaches.
As best you can, I'm not a Buddhist, so okay. Give me your best reason why I should consider becoming a Buddhist.
Oh, okay, let me think first.
All right.
Well, I think the best reason for any person actually to be a Buddhist is gives you happiness and kind of like self-sufficient, something like that.
Okay.
So you're not trying to live with something you don't have, something like that.
So getting rid of desires.
Yeah, right. Kind of like that. If you are a monk, you try to get rid of all those desire.
What's wrong with things? What's wrong? Like, when you bought those sandals, did you want those sandals?
Yeah, I want one.
What's wrong with that?
Well, there's nothing wrong with it, but... let me think about this.
Do you think that physical things, that earthly things, are innately bad?
No.
So why is it... Why would it be bad to desire food, clothing, a wife, children?
Well, I think when you have too much desire, that's when the problem occurs.
So you can have desires, just not too many.
Yeah, for normal person.
That's where suffering comes
from. Unless you're a monk.
Okay, so if I told you I don't have too many desires, I'm pretty peaceful, I don't see a reason to switch, what would you say to me?
Yeah, I think that
that's
makes
okay?
sense.
That's okay?
Yeah, that's
okay. Do you know what the number one, if you will, selling point of Christianity is? Why would a Christian try to convert you to that worldview? Do you know?
Well, honestly, I don't.
Oh, that's interesting. That's honest. Yeah. That's okay. Have you ever heard the term the gospel?
No.
You've never heard that term?
No.
Really? How long have you been in the States?
2 years, around that.
And a Christian has never tried to tell you the gospel?
No.
Really?
Never met one, actually.
Oh, is that right? Okay. Well, it means good news. But there's good news. It's a good news religion, which kind of indicates that there's some bad news. The bad news is we're bad people. Mm-hmm. The bad news is that there's a creator who's perfect and we're not. And we demonstrate that every day when we lie and steal and lust, desire things that aren't ours, coveting, or we dishonored our parents. In other words, we break God's laws. That's the bad news. And because we do bad things, we lust, we maybe look at pornography or use our bodies for sex outside of marriage or get drunk or call people bad names, we are guilty people. And God, because he's perfect and just, must punish guilty people because justice is important. You and I like justice. We don't like criminals to get off of their court case. We want to see them punished because that's right. They've earned punishment. And you and I have earned punishment. You and I have deserved the wrath of God. That's the bad news. You and I are lawbreakers. The good news of the gospel is Jesus Christ. You've heard his name, right?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. That's Jesus Christ is God. He came to this earth knowing that you are a sinner who needs rescuing, who needs forgiveness. And he was beaten by men, hung on a cross. You've heard that story, perhaps.
Yeah, sure.
He did that so that your fine, the debt that you've amassed against God, can be paid. He can be the fine payer for you, the guilty criminal who can't pay his own fine. So your sins can be forgiven, and you can inherit eternal life with God. Jesus Christ, God himself, took the wrath of the Father on your behalf so that you can be forgiven and set free. If you will abandon any other religion, repent of your sins, which means to turn from them, and put your trust in his son Jesus, he will forgive all of your sins and grant you everlasting life. You won't go to nothingness, and your desires, you won't lose your desires, but your desires will change. Instead of desiring sinful things, you'll desire holy things. You'll desire good things. Instead of desiring things that are against God, you'll desire God himself. That's the good news of the gospel. So here's my question for you, my friend.
Yeah, okay.
Which system, which worldview is correct? That's the question. Because clearly, Buddhism and Christianity aren't just two different paths. They're two completely different systems. Mm-hmm. So we can't comfort ourselves by saying it really doesn't matter. All roads lead there anyway. Because they don't. They go in different directions. Mm-hmm. Christianity claims to offer forgiveness and everlasting life. Buddhism offers perhaps serenity, but it doesn't do anything to solve your sin problem and the guilty feelings that you have when you do wrong things. Christianity does. It offers forgiveness because of what Jesus did for you if you will repent and trust. That's the good news of the gospel. Now you know. Yeah. So as you go wandering on your way here today at Georgia Tech, could I challenge you to consider if what I'm telling you is true? Because if it's true, you're in big trouble right now. You're a lawbreaker like the rest of us. Mm-hmm. And God will give you what you deserve, and it's a very bad thing. It's called hell.
Yeah.
But He offers forgiveness based on what Jesus did for you. If you will repent and trust Him, your slate will not only be wiped clean, but you'll be credited with the righteousness, the goodness of Jesus, because He kept all the laws that you and I couldn't keep. It's just a different system. You should figure out which one is true. Because if I'm right, what I'm telling you, you're in big trouble right now. But God offers you terms of peace. So please, would you consider what I'm a complete stranger. You don't know me at all. I'm just trying to share with you what the Bible teaches. Please think about it. Listen to your conscience. And if your conscience troubles you and you realize, you know what? I'm in big trouble. Think about what Jesus did for you. Apologize, turn from your sins, and put your trust in Him, and He will forgive you, and your conscience will be cleansed, and He'll change your heart, and then read a Bible, okay?
Okay.
All right, something to ponder, my friend. Thanks for the geography lesson.
Okay.
All right, goodbye, young man.
All right, don't go anywhere. We aren't done yet. Much more from Georgia Tech next on Wretched Radio. Be honest, when's the last time you shared the gospel with a stranger? Not posted something online, not liked a Christian meme, but actually opened your mouth and told someone about Jesus. If your stomach tightened just a little bit, you're not alone. Most Christians would rather do almost anything than evangelize. It's terrifying. What if they get mad? What if I say something wrong? What if they ask me a question I can't answer? Our resource, Terrified Too, it exists because Jesus gave us the Great Commission, not the Great Suggestion, and He actually gave us the tools to obey it. And this resource will walk you through how to share the gospel with strangers, even family members, without needing Pepto-Bismol to get through it. You'll still be nervous, that's normal, but you'll also be equipped, and equipped beats terrified every single time. Terrified 2, it is streaming right now for free on Fortis Plus. Download the app right now on your smartphone, on your smart TV, or head to fortisplus.org. Hey, thanks for listening to Wretched Radio today. If you're a man, you're trying to figure out what it actually means to be one, and you've probably noticed, well, the world doesn't make it easy. They say be strong, but not too strong. Lead, but you don't want to be toxic. Look, it's a lot of mixed signals, and after a while, you just stop listening to any of it. And the thing about it is, Scripture is not confused. God has a lot to say about what it means to be a man, and Dr. Adam Tyson unpacks that every week on Way of Manhood. Dr. Tyson is a pastor. He's also a professor at the Master's University, and he's one of our Fortis Institute fellows, and he's not interested in cultural trends. He's interested in what the Bible actually says. And if you're an ongoing monthly gospel partner of Fortis Institute, it is your support that helps make content just like this possible. If you've ever been impacted by this ministry, would you prayerfully consider becoming an ongoing monthly gospel partner today? All you have to do is go to fortisinstitute.org right now to find out what it would look like in your life to do just that. Wretched. Amazing grace, amazing gospel. Trust the science. You've heard it a million times, usually right before someone uses it to shut a conversation down instead of open one up. But science is a tool, it's not a judge. And like any tool, it depends on who's holding it and what they already believe. Think about it. Two scientists can look at the exact same data and walk away with opposite conclusions because each one brought a different worldview to the table. Science also leans on a few things it can't prove, that the universe stays orderly, and that our minds can actually grasp truth. Both make the most sense if a rational God made it all. You take Him out of the picture and you're left trusting that chaos somehow adds up. That's where In the Beginning with Dr. Jason Lyle comes in. He's a PhD astrophysicist. He'll teach you to read the science headlines without getting played. New episodes of In the Beginning are dropped every single Wednesday on every single podcast platform in existence or at fortisplus.org.
Attributes of God. The Bible tells us of God's faithfulness. Since God is truth, He has no desire to break His promises. Since He is omnipotent, nothing can cause Him to break promises. Since His promises are based on His eternal plan, God will always keep them. Scripture calls God a rock, a fortress, and a bulwark, never failing because He is faithful. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
And we are back to Witness Wednesday here on Wretched Radio. I'm Jimmy Hicks in the studio. Todd is out on the campus of Georgia Tech this week, and we're going to get back out right now as he continues to hold the mirror of the law up to the students.
Okay, I'm going to try to scoot over and talk to this guy. Yeah, only on university campuses. Dude's wearing flip-flops and a ski hat. He's hot, he's cold. I'm not exactly sure, but I want to talk to him. You're listening to Wretched Radio on Witness Wednesday. Hey, dude, while you're walking, could I talk to you for a moment on the radio?
Sure.
Cool. I just walk and I'll follow along. Okay. All right, what are you listening to on your headset?
Right now, Newfound Glory.
What's that?
It's a band, a punk band, I'd say.
Newfound Glory? What mm-hmm. What does that mean?
It's a band name.
What does it mean?
Newfound,
it's got the name Glory. Is it religious?
No, not religious. I'd say it's just, I really don't know.
All right. Here's why I wanted to talk to you. You're flip-flopping, and you got a ski hat on.
Mm-hmm.
How come?
The hat's comfortable. And I like to have the air on my feet.
But not on your head?
No.
Okay. I mean, that's fair. We all have personal preferences.
It's also fashionable.
Ah, for the chicks.
Of course.
There you go. Because that's a big part of going to school, isn't it?
Yeah, sure.
Overall, do you think this is a pretty moral campus?
I'd say so.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
How do you know? Compared to...
There's a lot of places you can go religious-wise if you'd like to. They keep everything pretty decent. You don't see, like, you know, inappropriate posters
all over
the place.
I've been surprised at that.
I think it's a pretty moral, pretty good campus.
Yeah. What about you? How are you morally?
I mean, I'm not too religious. I don't go to church, but I believe I have a moral standing. I'm just not tied to one religion at the moment.
Yeah. Do you think you're a good person?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah. How do you know?
Because I always ask myself what I feel is morally right, and I do that.
Is it possible that there's a moral standard outside of yourself?
You mean like pre-written morals that we should follow, like a religion?
Well, that or wherever you get it. I'm just thinking about the criminal who would stand in front of the judge maybe and say what you just said, and that is, Judge, every day I ask myself, am I living right? Ultimately, it's not going to matter. If the judge thinks you're guilty no matter what you think.
Right. Well, I mean, there are laws that you have to obey, and...
What about moral laws, though?
Laws?
Nobody's looking. Stuff you can get away with, stuff where there aren't written laws about it. Do you think that there's a different set of morals in the universe?
I believe that you're going to have to... I believe in karma. So I believe if you do something wrong, morally wrong, even if no one catches you, eventually you're going to have to pay for it.
Okay, I'm always curious, going this way.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to karma, who is the cosmic accountant that's making sure the people get punished?
It's not necessarily that there's some higher being, in my belief.
This way?
Like I said, I'm not really with a religion. It's mostly that almost probability. It's just a power. It's not really a being. It's just the forces of nature, kind of.
No, that sounds like God to me.
In a sense, it is. It's just, I'm not exactly atheist. I just don't know which God I'd like to call it yet.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Is it perhaps a more specific question, not what do I want to call God, but who is God?
I think that's fair.
Yeah. And you don't know?
I'd say so.
Did you grow up in a religious home?
Yes. Southern Baptist.
Southern Baptist.
Mm-hmm.
And who did they say God is?
A divine being that created the earth and all the things in it and controls all the things in it.
Uh-huh. And you don't think that's right?
I think it's right. I just didn't stick with that religion because there were some things that I was unsure about. And there were some things in other religions that I...
We're interested.
That I liked, yeah.
What were you unsure about when it comes to being a Southern Baptist?
The creation. Me, obviously, I go to tech. I like science. I kind of feel more towards the scientific creation and evolution.
Yeah.
But can't really think of too many examples off the top of my head. Huh. Mostly it was just I saw other things in other religions that I appreciated.
Like reincarnation, karma?
Not necessarily reincarnation, but karma and just...
Well, Christianity has karma, in a sense, that God will make sure that anything that's done that's wrong will get punished. So that aspect is in Christianity, isn't it?
Yes, I didn't feel it. Like, when I talk to Christians and I go to church and things like that, I didn't feel that they believed in karma as I did. I didn't feel like their points of view of the topic agreed entirely with mine. Mm-hmm. So I'm at a point where I'm just looking around. Probably I will end up going back to Southern Baptist just because that's my roots. And if anything, it's probably what I feel strongest with.
Okay, tell
me. Looking
believe it or not, you and I have a lot in common. You don't know this, but we do. I was a lot like you many years ago because I didn't understand something. So I'd like to ask you, tell me, what is the gospel?
The gospel? The books written by...
No, what is the gospel? The good news. The Christian gospel.
Don't believe I know.
Okay, that might be a big... What's your first name?
Casey.
Okay, Casey. It's all right. Okay, Casey, this might be helpful. I'm going to ask you a tough question. Would you consider yourself to be a good person?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to test that, all right? How many lies have you told in your life?
A few.
Okay, so if you tell a few lies, what does that make you? If I told a few lies, you might call me a...
Liar.
Okay. Okay, how many things have you stolen in your life?
Never.
Okay. How many times have you taken God's name in vain?
I might have a few.
Blasphemy. Okay. How many times, we talked about girls before, how many times have you looked at a woman on campus with lust, with sexual desire?
Sometimes, yeah.
Okay, and we'll leave it there. We won't get into fornication. Okay. We won't get into pornography. We'll just leave it with looking with lust.
Okay.
Okay, the Bible says you're going to die, and you're going to give an account. The books will be open, so there you stand, naked before God. No attorneys, no parents, nothing. You and God. He knows every thought, every deed done in darkness, everything you should have done but didn't, all the times you had a meal and you didn't thank him. Would he find you innocent or guilty, Casey?
Well, again, that comes back to, that's the Christian God that you're speaking of. The things that you've named off that you feel are wrong does not agree with what I feel is wrong.
Again, this comes back to, it doesn't matter what the criminal thinks. The question is, what does the judge think? So, if the Bible is true, okay, grant me that premise. If the Bible is true, if the God of the Bible is the only God, no other options, he's it. He's the creator, he's your maker, those are his laws. Would you be innocent or guilty?
I would consider myself innocent because my beliefs are different than yours. I don't believe...
I believe there could
be more than one God. I believe there could be a Christian God. There could be, you know, Buddha. There could be multiple gods. We each may see our own God when we come to heaven.
Setting that aside for a moment, my premise is this. If there is only one God, and you stand before him, and he knows everything you've done, innocent or guilty...
I may be guilty of a few things. That's for him to decide.
Right.
But I do things as I feel best. Day to day, I do what I feel is right. And I don't regret a single thing I've done. If I stand in front of him, if I have done wrong in choosing who I wish to believe, and I stand in front of your God, and he deems me guilty and sends me to hell, then I can at least say I've done my best. I've done what I feel is right. Day to day, moment to moment, I've done what I feel is right, and I deserve what I get.
Okay.
And I will burn in hell, and that's what I pay. At least I can say that I made the best decision I could moment to moment.
You don't want to go to hell?
I don't want to, but if I'm doing the best I feel I can, and your God sends me to hell, what does that say about your God?
That he's just.
Okay, then I deserve to go to hell. That's what it boils down to.
Casey, what's the gospel? Tell me, what's the gospel now? This is where the good news comes in. What is it?
You mean if I do all things right, I go to heaven?
No, you haven't, so you're in big trouble already. So that's
But you're saying that's what the good news would be.
No.
If I did do everything right.
How many years did you go to church, Casey?
I went to church, went to summer Bible camp of years when I was younger.
Okay.
Didn't go to church on Sundays, no.
Okay, dude, the good news is... Jesus Christ, you've heard his name. He's God. He came to this earth to die on a cross to take the punishment you deserve. You deserve the wrath of the Father. Jesus took it on your behalf so that your sins can be forgiven. You've broken the law. Jesus paid your fine. And if you'll repent, apologize, put your trust in Jesus Christ, then the Bible says you'll be forgiven of your sins and God will grant you everlasting life. That's the good news. You don't have to go to hell. God will save you and he'll take you to heaven based on what his son did. That's the good news of the gospel. Now, I know you're thinking about stuff here. You're going through campus and college and trying to figure these things out. All right? I can't club you over the head and make you a Christian. But at least now, if nothing else, there's some clarity about what the Christian gospel is. We're lawbreakers. Jesus died for us and demonstrated his love. You've heard the verse, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. Mm-hmm. Whoever believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life. Mm-hmm. The Christian gospel is that of good news. It does demand that you confess that all other gods are idols. They aren't true. They don't exist. There's only one true God and his son, Jesus Christ. And if you'll repent and put your trust in him, you'll go to heaven. That's the Christian gospel. So as you ponder things and try to figure it out as you're on campus here, mm-hmm. now at least you're dealing with what the Bible teaches, and now you know what the options are. Fair enough?
Fair enough.
All right, dude.
And this has been another week of Witness Wednesday here on Wretched Radio. If this was your first experience with Witness Wednesday, there are literally hundreds of hours of witnessing encounters available for you right now on Fortis Plus. Just go to fortisplus.org. And until tomorrow, go serve your King.